All right, final score tonight, heck of a game in the Hockey East first round. Merrimack Falls to Northeastern in double overtime, 3-2. Scott Bork is with us, the head coach of the Warriors. Coach, you said there you felt like it was probably your team's best game of the year. It seemed like it certainly was your most consistent. I mean, from start to finish, you got out to a pretty good start in the first period. I don't think they had a shot on goal until 12 minutes into the game, for example.
Yeah, I know. I thought we came out of the gate really well, and that was important because they can put you on their heels awful quickly because of their skill. And we had to, you know, we had two ways to play the game. One was to sit back and try to control them, and the second was to get on the gas and try to attack them. And we made the decision to play aggressive, and I loved the way we started the game. And I thought we kept it up for the whole game for the most part.
So the second period, maybe a key juncture in the game, is they're finally able to score and go ahead. And, you know, the way the goals have been at a premium lately, you know, you don't know how the game's going to go at that point. But you guys come right back. You get the goal from Seamus Powell just a minute later to start it off.
Yeah, that was really big for him to answer like that. He's had a great season for us. And I thought that, you know, I didn't feel uncomfortable down one goal. Like the last time we played them here, we lost that game. We just weren't getting a ton of opportunities. Tonight I thought we were getting a ton of opportunities. So I felt a little stronger about our ability to get the goals. And then when he got that right back for us, that was obviously great and got us right back on our toes.
And then another young player, Kalen Fitzpatrick, has had a great year for you. He ends up scoring a goal to put you guys ahead soon after that.
Yeah, there's not much I could say about Kalen. He's just a man, you know. He's a freshman, taking big face-offs, winning big one-on-one battles, and then getting the goal. He deserves it. He earns it. He does it right every day, and he's brought some people with him, which is really exciting for the future.
Yeah, I was going to say, not only that, I mean, he had a goal and assist tonight, but, you know, you saw him, like you said, taking important face-offs near the end of a period where, you know, in your own end, when you had to win that draw or, you know, blocking a shot or you know, doing whatever he had to do to get the puck out of its own, little things like that.
Yeah, he's an absolute warrior. He had a big block on the penalty kill. He just does what it takes to win. He's a winner. He's a winning player. And winning players bring other players with them. And that's, I think, what he's doing right now for us and our program. And, you know, I'm proud of him. It's the way he played tonight. And, you know, obviously just like everybody on the team tonight, I thought played that way. But that's his game. That's how he plays.
Yeah, you had a power play there, and I think it was in the third period, that your second power play opportunity of the game. I thought it was the best power play that either team had. You had some pretty good looks there and a number that almost wound up in the net.
Yeah, I thought we had great pace. And, you know, the unusual thing is when you don't get a clear, like when they didn't get a clear, usually that could end up in the back of the net. And Cameron Whitehead made a couple of big saves. I think we might have hit a pipe. But, you know, the power play's job is to create momentum for the game. And we did that. And I thought from that point forward, we had kind of played really well the rest of that period and played really well in the first overtime. And that power play really, even though we didn't score, I think it got us the momentum.
Yeah, I thought that was a good example of the fact that, you know, all night long, there never really seemed to be, you know, any points during the game where you guys were back on your heels or you were really struggling at any point. I mean, it was a pretty, you know, good battle from start to finish.
Yeah, I felt the same exact way. I said to Jerry after the game, like, it was just a really good hockey game. They played really hard. You know, we had to work really hard to get on top of them, and we did when we did. And they pushed back really well, too. So it was a playoff hockey game, and you know, I thought it might have been our best game of the year. And when you play your best game of the year, the last game that you play, you know, the result stinks. But you can look in the mirror and feel pretty good about your effort.
Maybe also fitting that, you know, I mean, obviously only one team at the end of the year is going to be able to say that their final game was a win. But, you know, in the way that this game went tonight, the guys that you have, they're going to move on. The guys, you know, the seniors are going to have, like, you know, Ivan Zivilak and so on, as well as, you know, the grad transfers who came in and played for you guys for 1 year and got you to this point here. It seemed like a fitting kind of a game for, you know, to end up being the final game of the year.
Well, you know, and I have to say, I think our grad transfers probably had their best game. Mm-hmm. Maybe every one of them. Zivi is always good for us, and he always gives us everything he's got. And I have a lot of confidence when he's on the ice. But I was really happy for those guys, you know. I mean, it's hard to be in college the fifth year. We got 18-year-old kids in that locker room. These guys are 24, 25, and to stay connected and to care that much in a college locker room at that age with their maturity and their futures, you know, right around the corner, that's pretty impressive young men. And I really appreciate what they did for us this year. And, you know, I obviously wish them nothing but success in the future. And I think they taught us some things as a team, and we'll take those lessons and move forward.
I was going to make that the final question, and then I realized I can't believe I forgot to mention Max Lundgren. I mean, his play down the stretch here, especially last month of the season, you know, final nine starts or so that he made, including the game tonight. Boy, I mean, you talked about every week about him continually making the saves that you need to keep you in a game to give you a chance to win, or in some cases to actually win a game, and tonight was another example of that.
Yeah, he really came on in the second half, and it probably shouldn't be surprising because he sat out that whole year a year ago, but he really came on and gave us a chance, and that was I'm really excited for his future. You know, he when you play as hard as he did tonight, you get a puck off your knob because it's Lady Luck, and that's important, and he got it done.
Thanks, Al. We appreciate it tonight and all year as well. We certainly appreciate your time and joining us. Thank you very much for that.
Thanks, Mike. I really appreciate you covering us. It's fun to have people around that care. Thank you.